the more time I spend with my practice, the simpler it becomes. A simple and easy aren't necessarily the same word in this context. That's simple for sure. Patanjali talks about the ekatattva abhyasa, the effort, the practice of simply focusing on one thing. Vyasa describes the ekagara citta, the single-pointed mind. And through schools of Buddhist meditations, we have the glorious practice of shamatha, and the process of stilling the mind by anchoring it on a single thing. And so this short practice invites you simply, not necessarily easily, but simply to focus on one thing. It might be something that you can see, or something that you can hear, and maybe even something that you can smell, a fragrance. Vitally, it doesn't need to be a pleasant thing, simply something you are aware of. As completely as you are able to, turn your awareness to it, waking up a curiosity, and the beautiful word Sukumara describes the beginner's mind, that awe-filled examination that comes with seeing something truly for the first time. I let yourself sink into the details of your focus, its layers, its features, the feelings perhaps that it evokes. Mindful not to get into dialogue, not to get into dissection, but to remain in that attending. I let it become a crescendo that fills the whole of your awareness, this one thing. And for a few minutes more, as you immerse yourself entirely in it, let everything else fall away, let everything else cease to exist. Watch, taste, smell, feel, immerse in that single thing. Your psyche cleared of everything else that was cluttering it previously, clamoring for your attention previously, claiming somehow to be more important than all the other utterly unimportant things that are there in that mix. Just one thing. Thank you. And now, as you move back into the rest of your day, make a mental note to just check in. Each time perhaps you notice that same fragrance, or each time you see a similar object, can you devote a few moments, only a few moments, to attend, to absorb in its entirety that single thing? Clear the rest before you re-engage. Perhaps some other item might have come to mind that you know you'll pass regularly, that you'll experience regularly, that can become an anchor, an incidental invitation into presence as you go about your day. Perhaps you're curious about the wonder of picking something different continuously. Either way, finding one thing at a time, at least, to attend to. And watch as the world transforms around it. Thank you.